I'm delighted to introduce our next guest. He's one of our own, of course, hotelier and TV star turned author Francis Brennan. And he's here to tell us about his latest book, The Homekeeper's Diary 2023. Francis, you're very welcome.
Hi, Deirdre. How are you all in Tralee?
We're all in good form in Tralee. And how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for the God. Yes, great, great. Busy this week now because the diary is out and I'm...
You're doing a lot of promos.
But I'm doing fine.
Before we get into it, Francis, I have to share this comment with you from Charles, right? I think you'll enjoy this. He says, I'm really looking forward to your chat with Francis Brennan. I used to always hang up the roll of the toilet roll the wrong way around until I saw Francis doing it the correct way on At Your Service. So now, Francis.
Listen, that will haunt me. I said, you know, I always joke that when I die, and you know what, I'm not a fourth person as many are, and they get the slither and the camogie stick and whatever else brought up when their remains are in the church, and they go, I always say they're going to bring up a flipping toilet roll for me.
What a way to be remembered.
You just followed me all my life.
Listen, this book is fabulous, and you know what, it like the word diary in some ways is kind of misleading, because I mean it's there's everything in this. There's recipes,
yeah.
There's poetry, and there's even a page on how to repair a sock. So you really your finger on the pulse at the moment, Francis.
Oh, yeah, very much. Although I was talking to somebody the other day and I said, you know, I never, and this is true, I never had a hole in the sock in my life. Never. I don't know how I survive. I would have a lot of socks now, so whether it's just the rotation of the socks, but I never had a hole. But I do remember I did home economics in school, and I remember we had to darn a sock. I remember very well. Put all the stitches one way and put all the stitches the other way. I remember that, but I haven't done it in recent years, I can tell you.
So the book is all full of little tips like that for people. So it's an ideal book to kind of, you know, dip in and out of.
Exactly, and it's designed, you know, it's a two-page open book, as you can see there. There's always something on the left-hand page, something going on, a little story or a recipe or whatever it might be. And then on the right-hand side, it's a seven-day diary. So, like, if they leave it on the hall table or on the kitchen worktop, you can see what's happening on Thursday next or whatever it might be, because the whole week is there in front of you. So it's kind of handy like that.
Mm. And I must say, you know, since Charles mentioned the toilet roll, the tip I got from you was cleaning out the inside of a microwave and also making your making your dishwasher smell better. Since I last interviewed you, I've been doing both of those things with great success.
Great. There you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A bit of now lemon and stick it in. It gives a great flavour and cleans out everything, and give it a wipe then with a nice damp cloth. Sure, you could... I mean, all the interiors of microwaves are stainless steel generally now, so they're very easy to clean. If you keep ahead of the spills, don't leave them there forever and ever, because they get burnt in then.
Were you always handy and good around the house, even when you were a small lad?
I was, actually. Yeah. My mother always used to say that. I used to do the garden, actually, more than the house, funny enough. I was always good in the garden. I'd put in the dahlias and take up the dahlias and put in the daffodils and take up the daffodils. I used to do all that carry on. But I was always handy around the house. Yeah, I was, I suppose, in reality. Like, we all had our jobs. You'd do your wash up or you'd put away the dishes, and we didn't have a dishwasher. So it was all manual labour in those days. But, like, my mum just... We never passed any notice of it. We just got on with it.
Yeah. And do you think a lot of those old skills have died out, or are they slowly making a comeback?
Oh, I don't know if they're making a comeback, unfortunately. I think that a lot of things that we used to do, and the way our parents used to, like, we just did the wash up. You just got up and took your dishes over to the thing, and someone would be washing them, and then I could dry them, and someone else could put them away, whatever way it worked. Life has changed quite a bit, because a lot of people don't have meals together anymore, which is a shame, because that was one thing that we always had as kids in our house. We always ate our meals together.
And it's a lovely thing to do, isn't it?
Oh, it's always, and it was great for communication. I'd say what I was doing or where I was going or what it was all about, and then someone else would say I was doing this, that and the other. So you kind of always was aware of what was going on with your family, and it was like, it helped to gel, without a doubt.
I see as well in your introduction, Francis, that you've moved into an apartment. So I guess that was a time when you were reflecting and gathering stuff and unpacking boxes. So it was kind of like a fresh start. So did that sort of inspire this book?
No, because the diary is continuing. This is the third year of a diary now, so I'm doing it way before I thought of moving at all. But moving wasn't easy, because I had a lot of stuff. All right, I mean, I had 230 coffee table books. Can you imagine?
Oh my God!
And they weren't on the bookshelves. They were like under the piano, like loads of them, and under tables and on tables and things like that. So, like, you just have to be ruthless because you just can't bring. I mean, I had a 3-bedroom, fairly big house. I was going to a 2-bedroom apartment, so you can imagine. So I had a great cull of items, all clothes and pots and pans, even, and you know, like I had loads of crockery and all the things. So anyway, I managed to supply Vince DePaul and Ken Mayer with quite a bit. And then I had nieces and nephews that had given me, first of all, they started giving me apples, like apples in porcelain, apples in wood, apples in pottery, apples in glass, whatever. They'd buy them for Christmas on my birthday. They'd all send me one. So I had like over 400 apples.
my goodness.
I had them on a shelf and on the big fireplace mantelpiece that I had. So I picked out one apple. I have 11 nieces and nephews. I got 11 boxes. They all got an apple, and they all got various items: silver teapots, sugar bowls, glass bowls, vases, vases, pictures, all sorts of things. Things that I thought might be relevant to them in their life today. One of them is in his 40s, so you can imagine. And everybody last Christmas got a box of goodies wrapped in tissue. So there was great excitement. I was up with my sister in Sligo when they opened them up there. Three of them were home for Christmas, and they all opened them, and they were all delighted. And it isn't for them to use today. It's kind of half for when they move into their houses to say in 40 years' time, oh, Francis gave me that. So it's kind of a memory box for them. And every one of them got an apple so that they can remember. They might have got the one they gave me. I didn't remember who gave me what apple, but anyway. And the rest of the apples Del went over to Longaville House in Nallow. They have an orchard there where they make apple brandy, and I sent them over to them. The rest of them, they're delighted because they're going to display them in a reception area.
Oh, lovely. That's an unusual thing to collect, ornamental apples.
Yeah, I know. It was just the way, I don't know how it started. One of my niece Bernevius gave me an apple one time, and then her brother or her sister gave me another apple, and then I said, just give me apples, because I didn't need anything. Should they be all demented trying to properly get Francis for his birthday, or what will be given her, you know?
Yeah.
So it turned up to be apples, and then sure, I got 11 of them every year at least, and all the years, so there was a lot of them when the day came.
A couple of people have been texting in, Francis, wanting to know, when is At Your Service back on again? Lots of fans of the show out there.
Oh yeah. No, we ran an hour-long programme, four of them in summer in July, and we have nothing in the can at the moment, and nothing planned, all right?
Okay.
We wouldn't start At Your Service filming really until February next year. So it's just the way that COVID messed us up, and we got confused, and we ended up going out in July instead of out over the winter. So we were a Sunday night show prior to this, but we went out four shows, and they were hour-long, which gave us much more chance to actually tell a story than the half hour show. So there's no, as I sit here now, funny enough, today I have no TV element planned in my life at all, which will be the first time that would happen in the last 15 years. But I'm not worried. I suspect we will have another Extra Service. I suspect, all right?
Yeah.
And then we might do one of the travel Francis Brennan Band tours next year again, because we didn't travel these 2 years because of the trouble with COVID and all the rest. You know?
Okay. You're not tired of doing telly, I hope.
No, not a bit. Oh, not at all. I just rock up, do the show, and head home. I'm dead easy when it comes to that, you know. And they're always interesting. I mean, they're always interesting shows. I mean, everybody says that anyway. But and then we have the opportunity to bring them to best practice places somewhere. So, I mean, I'm learning all the time. I'm absolutely delighted.
And Francis, like, is running a hotel still, will that always be your first love, though?
Oh, well, if people say to me, and what's your job? Like, they wouldn't know me now, maybe. Oh, I'm a hotelier. I never say anything. I don't ever mention media. That's only second fiddle to being a hotelier. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right in that respect. No, the hotel is always that is the job.
It is, of course. And you're so lucky to live in beautiful Kenmare, one of the nicest parts of the country.
Oh, we're very lucky. We're spoiled. Listen, you know, it's just beautiful down there, you know, and the town is a lovely town. It's heritage town. People always drive with nice shops, nice cafes, nice walks, a park. You know, we've had kind of everything. We're very lucky now. I've always known that.
A listener wants to know would Francis be able to advise me on how to declutter? I have to move house myself and I find it very hard to throw anything out. I think we can all identify with that.
No, absolutely. You just have to be ruthless. I mean, you just have to be ruthless. And please have somebody with you when you're doing it. Because, and like not some, like maybe your sister or your brother, whatever it might be, or best friend, because they're generally more ruthless than you, because they wouldn't have the heart in the days of the vase or the bowl that Auntie Mary gave you in 19, 45 for Christmas. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's better to have somebody outside the house to be there with you. Say out. You know, like when I was moving, I had like keeping, going to a charity shop, possibly friends. Okay, and then I had out.
Okay,
and so that's where I did it.
Those were your categories, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you just have to be ruthless. Now, it's not easy, I can tell you, because you look at this, I'm thinking, and I had friends, and we frank, he could jump for a week to get me out of my house. And out.
Be ruthless. I think that's the only way to go, isn't it? Have you any book signings in Kerry coming up anytime soon, Francis?
I probably will have, but the book is only out since Wednesday, so I generally go to my handy something in Tralee at some stage, right? But I haven't a schedule for there yet. I am signing. If anyone is coming this way, I'm heading out to Corner Court in Dunstores and Corners Court for 5 to 7 tonight to sign books. They have them in stock out there. I'm going to sign them personally for people. That's the first public signing I've done now in 3 years, actually, because I didn't do anything for the last 2.5 years. So I will be there, and I am. I will be doing others. Yes, I will, but I haven't got the schedule just yet.
Oh, fantastic. Well, look, I know you won't forget your many friends down here in the kingdom. Listen, in all honesty, this book is just gorgeous, and it's a great one to have at home on the shelf and dip in and out of. And as I say, there's even a little bit of Yeats poetry in there, which I love as well.
Oh, it's very full of knowledge and style and interest and... You know,
practical tips, exactly. What more could you want? Francis, it's been a pleasure, and the best of luck with the book. Thank you for that.
Okay.
All the best. Bye. That's Francis Brennan there, and his new book is called The Homekeeper's Diary 2023. And it's a gem of a book, really. As I said, it's a diary, but it's also got recipes, it's got practical tips for household things, gardening tips, cleaning tips. And as I said already, some poems in there as well. A lovely book to get as a present or to give as a present, I would imagine. And there's even a page on how to repair a hole in your sock. So now, there's a good reason to buy it. A couple of people have been on saying, we want to hear what Francis's microwave and dishwasher tips are that Deirdre mentioned. Well, I'm going back to Francis's last book that I got, and I think it was a book along the same lines, but different. And what I remember from the last book was that he suggested you put a half a lemon into a bowl of water, put it into your microwave, put it on high on the microwave, I think for about 4 minutes. I'm not sure now. You'd have to look that up, but I usually do it for about 4 minutes. And what happens then is that there's lovely lemon-scented steam in your microwave, and you just get a clean cloth, and the insides of the microwave, all the sticky bits of food that can lodge on the roof of the microwave, they become way easier to remove with your clean cloth. And, of course, the added bonus is that your microwave smells lovely as well. And the dishwasher tip, and I use this all the time, is if your dishwasher gets a little bit smelly, Francis says, again, the other half of the lemon, you could cut a lemon in two, but use one half for the microwave, the other half for the dishwasher. Just put it in the dishwasher with the rest of the cutlery or on the top tray of the dishwasher, if you like. And again, it'll just make your dishwasher smell nice. So there you go. Two very simple tips. And the book is full of stuff like that. Practical things.